Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindset. So I hope you're all doing amazing. I have had such an amazing week, and also guys, this is a little bit late because I actually did record a podcast, and a lot of you did listen to it, I noticed. But it was how to upgrade your life, and genuinely there was like builders in the background, birds chirping, like me ruffling around, and I was like, get your shit together, Sam. Like, you're talking to people about upgrading the life, you upgrade your microphone. So here I am, crisp and clear. I've had an amazing week, guys, like a genuine amazing week. So much of my time at the moment is coming back to myself, like especially with yoga and like a lot of introspection, and like I'm sitting with myself a lot. So during my yoga class, like I basically said this on the episode that I've unpublished, but one of the girls in our yoga class hosted a yoga class essentially for us, and we had to dance like monkeys. Like, it was actually embarrassing at the start, like your ego screaming like, oh my god, this is actually embarrassing. But by the end of it, we were all howling, and then like we did some hip openers and I burst out crying. And if you know anything about the like psoas muscle and like how, especially as women, not just women, but especially as women, like when we experience trauma, the psoas muscle basically contracts, and we store, like it's a way of our body processing it, but we store a lot of trauma and a lot of emotion in our hips. And so when we work with somatic healing and like moving our bodies in particular ways, like yoga with hip openers or breath work, we can release a lot of things. And so when I did the hip openers in college, I burst into tears and I couldn't stop crying. And I've never cried during a yoga class, actually. I've cried during breath work and everything, but then it was so amazing because we had to go into groups of three and discuss like what we were grateful for, and we were all holding hands and like, oh, I just love my yoga course so much, honestly. So one of my gorgeous friends from Colombia and then Daniel from Brazil, we were all holding hands and just talking about our gratitudes, but I was crying, and I was just saying like I was crying because everything that has happened to me has led me to where I need to be now, the hard times, the good times. And like, we can feel so hurt and so sad about things that are going wrong, but actually like they map your life, and like you become the person that you're meant to be through hardship. Like, you're not going to become this amazing, strong, independent woman who like can take on the world and knows resilience if you don't go through hard patches. And I remember a reel that said, like, I asked God for strength, so he gave me problems to test me. And on along those lines, like, we ask for strength, we ask for change, and then we get so shook by like the universe or God or whatever removing situations from our lives and moving people from our lives, and because we're attached. And I think like attachment is where we suffer, because we expect something or someone to always be the way it is in our lives when everything is always changing. And so this past week has been just such an amazing week of like challenging myself. Like, I ran my first 5k. I bet you're all listening like, 5k, that is shite. But I joined the Coogee Run Club and did a 5k, and the views were insane. And I also went to Jen's, one of my friends, not our Jenny P, but Jen from my yoga course. I went to her house in DY, which is the Northern Beaches, and we did like a proper ceremony. Like, we lit candles. She's a florist, so like we were cutting up flowers and making bouquets, and like we meditated and did an hour of yoga, and we cried, and like a lot came up in my meditations to me, actually. Like, this mantra, just like, forgive, let go, forgive, let go, like forgive people that have hurt you, let go of what was, forgive yourself, let go of what was. And like, I don't know. I think sometimes we don't allow ourselves to really go in and really do the introspection. And it's such a beautiful thing coming back home to yourself. And like, I've noticed like a lot of insecurities coming up for me about my body lately. And, you know, like things that I thought I have healed from. And like Jen from my course, like, she's like, why don't you sit and like, every time you say something critical, look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I love my body, you know, like I love everything that my body does. Like, she's just an amazing energy, and she was actually a big source of what I'm about to talk about on this podcast today. But she like draws women's bodies and sells them at markets. She's just such an amazing woman. I feel like I spoke about it before on here, but it's just incredible. But yeah, like, I just think that why spend precious time feeding narratives of why am I not good enough, I'll never be successful for anybody, you know, like these are just so sad. Like, these, you don't want to keep feeding these stories. And like, it's actually crazy. So I went for dinner last night with Nicole. So like, I think like you will have heard her very, very early on. We got her on the podcast. She's called Queen Nicole on Instagram, and she runs like Fit Soul in Australia if you're in Sydney. Went for went for dinner last night, and one of her friends, Georgia, was there, and we were talking about, I was saying, you know, it's so good being so self-aware of like what your limiting beliefs are. Like, I'm so aware of the reason I feel like unworthy in certain situations. I'm so aware. But then where does the implementation come? Like, you know why you act like this, but how do you heal from it? And she was talking about how our brains from being young have created these belief systems, these paths, so these neural pathways, so like ways of our brain remembering, they create these paths that are so deep now because we keep walking down the same path, the same story, the same life, the same autopilot. And it actually takes conscious work to navigate a little bit differently, turn the steering wheel, go a different direction, and your brain's going to be like, what, this doesn't feel familiar, like, oh, like this isn't what I'm used to. And essentially, like, that is where we start to change the narrative. So like, for example, me with my body, I am good enough, like I'm celebrating my body's beautiful. It feels alien because I'm not used to it, but the more and more you start to pave the path, it gets a little bit deeper. And it is a fact that when you don't use it, you lose it with like brain plasticity. So if you're no longer learning, no longer feeding into your brain, like you lose I'm talking like I'm a scientist now, you know, guys, but you lose the memory, you lose the ability to keep rewiring in that certain way. So like, shift the wheel, turn the wheel a little bit. If there's anything challenging you right now about money, about relationships, about unworthiness, situationships, your body not feeling good enough, whatever it is for you, and you're feeling a bit sick, you're feeling a bit stuck, then change the steering wheel. Start to tell yourself how this could be a little bit different, how it could look a little bit different. Because sometimes we don't believe it when we say like, I am beautiful, I am incredible, because that feels alien, because we've been telling ourselves for so long that that isn't the case. So like, you can start to use words like, I am becoming the best version of myself, I am becoming more beautiful every day. You know what I mean? Becoming, like, it's a process, it's a journey. Yeah, off tangent again. Okay, so the actual topic of the podcast today is how to emit an amazing energy, how to be a really, really positive, loving energy. It's something that I've worked on for so long, because like, I've been in places where I feel so dense and so heavy and so sad and so negative, and like, you just know, you know, if you're feeling like that, where you don't want to speak to people, you know, like you're in a very limited mindset, you're feeling insecure, like and it's such a sad space to be, because like, as humans, we should feel amazing, we should feel light, we should feel positive, we should go into rooms and smile at people and connect with people. Like, that is human nature. Like, human nature isn't to isolate ourselves, to close off, to feel negative, to just completely be on our own. And like, it is really sad. Like, I've really learned from this yoga course, guys. I actually bum off it. But how to connect, like, I have never been around so many people of like different nationalities, and like, it's so amazing to see, like my Brazilian friend, for example. He's so huggy and kissy, and like, or like the Colombians are, and then there's other people that are really reserved, and it's just so beautiful to see like how we connect with each other. And like, I always now like go into like a coffee shop, and the person that's serving me, I'll ask it, how's your day going, and like start a conversation. Oh guys, did you actually see I posted on Instagram, so when I was moving all my stuff out of Bondi, I was in an Uber driver with Tim. I might have said this on the podcast, but basically I literally mentioned it as a passing, like, oh yeah, like I have a podcast. And he left a note on the podcast just saying, oh, like, you're such a positive person and amazing energy. And isn't it just so good? Like, doesn't it hit different when somebody actually compliments you for like your soul or your energy? And so that's what I really want to talk about today, and talk about how you can be more of a positive light for yourself, like emit higher, because when you're exuding like positive energy and feeling and vibration, you naturally attract like more people, more opportunities, and it feels lighter. Like, I think sometimes when you look at the way you're manifesting and what you're manifesting, if you're dense and really heavy, that is where you're operating. And so actually the book that I'm reading at the moment, it's called Anything Can Be Healed. It is a banger. Honestly, I feel like I recommend good books on here, but like this is good. It's a bit hard to digest, like maybe only 40 pages in, but nonetheless, it is incredible. So essentially he started to talk about the bubbles that we have. I think I said that on the last podcast, but we emit from any one of our seven chakras at any time. So when we're feeling insecure, when our relationships don't feel safe, when we feel insecure about money, our root chakra, which is the heaviest density, is we're operating from the root chakra. And when we're feeling like feelings of insecurity rather than security, when we're feeling instead of feeling safe, we're basically closing off that chakra and blocking it. And that is a really, really dense energy. And when, so basically our energy flows through us, and when chakras are blocked, that's where it creates dis-ease in the body. So like, if you're secure, if you're feeling insecurity and like you aren't safe, the bottom chakra, like, you're not going to be able to flow energy up into the other chakras. And so like, it works in harmony, and that's why we've got to stay open. So what I was saying at the start, like, I could be in such a different headspace. I'm still living out of a suitcase, guys. Like, I'm still living out of a suitcase. There's so much work for my yoga course. Like, I could feel stressed, but actually, like, I'm not even letting it bother me. Like, I'm finding time, and that's all I'm saying to myself. Like, I'm not even playing with thoughts of like, I'm stressed, I'm so stressed out, because what is that doing to my energy? What is that doing to my emotion? And like, I've got to a point now, like, I am such an emotional person, so I completely empathize with people that sit in their emotions every day, because trust me, honey, like, I'm an emotional person. But it's got to the point for me where I actually ask myself, like, do you want to feel like this? Like, you know that these thoughts are going to make you do this. You know that doing this certain action is going to make you feel a certain way. And do you want that for yourself? Do you want to feel like that? So I also forgot to tell you, I had my first therapy session in Sydney. It's online, but she was amazing. Like, she works with energetics. Do you know what I mean? Like, I got it through my college, this therapy session, and she works with Kundalini and body energy. I was like, how have I attracted you? Do you know what I mean? It's amazing. But anyway, I think being open is one of the first steps to having an amazing positive energy. Like, being open to being cracked open. Like, we're so guarded. I was actually talking to one of my friends the other day. She'll know who she is if she's listening to it. And she is incredible at, like, everyone loves her. She's an amazing woman. But when it comes to committing and being vulnerable, that is where she's so blocked, because she doesn't want to get hurt. She's not willing to get hurt. She's not willing to get played. She's not willing to be heartbroken. She's not willing to be vulnerable. And I always say that the walls that you put up are so often the ones that are blocking your blessings. And so, like, if you're not willing to be heartbroken, you're not willing to experience love. If you're not willing to go broke, then you're not going to be willing to try new things. If you're not willing to be in solitude, then you're never going to understand independence and get to know yourself. You've got to be so open to being cracked open, being hurt. You know, all these negative things that we run away from so much are a part of the human experience. And I think that when you can be vulnerable truly with yourself, like, I am so hurt, you know, like, I'm so hurt, I'm so broken, but, like, I'm going to navigate this. Like, the most amazing people with the most amazing energy have been through the hardest times, and they've used them as catalysts for the growth. And I think that when you experience pain and loss and suffering, you then become somebody that is a lesson for somebody else. You will be somebody's safe space, because you have the capacity to listen and love for that, have love for that person. Like, for me, like, heartbreak and going through all that stuff with my body in the past, and really low body image, low self-esteem, almost like, when I was younger, I would genuinely say, like, there was points such bad anxiety, almost like depressed. Like, I would never want to get out of bed. I would literally hide in the bus stop and say to my mum, like, oh, like, the bus didn't come, because I just never wanted to go to college. It was not a good time. But I think that those times for me have gave me the capacity to be so open and vulnerable on here, so have so much love and empathy and compassion for other people. And, like, I feel like it's so important. Like, don't guard yourself so much because you're so afraid, and start operating from love. And I think that is my second point, like, operate from a place of love. Because if you want to really, really simplify it, we're only ever thinking in terms of love or fear. You know, like, when we're looking at a situation, a really hard situation, you can either look at it through the eyes of and be like, this is feeding into my stories, I'm not enough, I'm never going to trust again, or, you know, I'm never going to put myself out there again, I'm never going to try a new business again, I'm never going to try this because I feel so low and embarrassed. Or you look at it from love and be like, this situation is showing me where I need to heal and where I need to evolve, or this situation is going to be the catalyst for my growth, or, okay, what can I learn from this situation and do it better next time? Even with people, like, humans are so messy. You can either look at situations with fear of, like, I'm never letting anyone in, or love, like, I have the capacity to love, so somebody else will have the capacity to love me. And I think that it shifts your vibration so much when you can operate from true love within yourself and love for other people. And there's a point, though, I was actually talking to my friend about this today as well. If you're an empathetic person and can see things from all different perspectives, you can have empathy, but also you've got to have boundaries. Like, you can be the most loving, energetic, amazing person, but you also need to have boundaries and also know when enough is enough and you need to stop tolerating bullshit. Okay, so the next point is focus on you. You are your main priority. The only thing you should be chasing is your goals, happiness for yourself, love within. You should not be chasing men. You shouldn't be chasing. I don't think you really need to chase much in life. I think you need to work on you. I think you need to sit in your feminine energy, which is, I think, is what I was talking on the podcast that I unpublished. But sitting in your feminine energy, even if you're a guy and you're listening to this, sitting in your feminine energy is so important, because when you're in your masculine of hustle, get things done, very, very in your mind, you aren't opening yourself up, like literally what I was saying, cracking yourself open to receiving. And I think because I'm so in my feminine energy at the minute, like almost too much, guys, like I don't feel very ambitious at the moment, I'll be honest. Like I don't feel like I'm really putting in effort for my goals. So when I'm more of a masculine, I'll probably do a goals podcast. But right now, I think just because like I'm really having to go with the flow and let things be and be a little bit like water, like any hard time, like I sit with it, I process it, I move on. Like I'm just kind of flowing at the minute. I'm not really in my masculine. I acknowledge that. But I think because I'm sitting in my feminine and I'm so open and I've been cracked open and I'm obviously grieving and I'm just in this like weird but beautiful place, because I'm in that receiving energy, I'm attracting so many amazing people, even to the point that the therapist does energy and she's through my college. Like, do you know what I mean? It's crazy. But like even little things, like I was out for dinner last night and my friend has a flight to Early Beach that she can't use, and I was like, oh, like I don't know whether to do a solo trip, like I'm not too sure. And I was sitting with Nicole and she was like, Sammy, I go the exact same dates and we've got one Airbnb, one place, like one space in the Airbnb left. What are the chances of that? You know what I mean? It just makes me so happy. Being in your feminine energy, how can you tap into that? Let me give you some tips. Okay, so I'd say for feminine energy, you need to drop into your body and stop seeing your body as separate from you. When we're focusing so much on how our body looks, like genuinely, like I need to be slimmer, I need to like, oh, I need to really focus on my body, which is, we're all guilty of it. But when you see your body as an object, you're so disconnected, your mind and body are not working together. And so genuinely like sitting with your body and like connecting to yourself, and like sitting with how things feel. And instead, when you're going through something emotional, instead of identifying with it in your mind, feel where you feel it in your body. And during like my meditations and stuff, if I'm crying or I'm feeling it, I feel it so heavy, like in my heart, or, and that is the way that we release things. And that's like, we don't release things in our mind. Our mind is just like literally a computer. Like it's so many thoughts are going through it. We release from the body. And I remember, I don't know who it was, but who was on the podcast. It was a psychotherapist. I think it was Britt Frank. And she said 80% of healing happens in the body. And so if you're so disconnected from your body because you're seeing it as an object that you need to keep tweaking and changing, you're not tapping into it and you're not sitting with you. And I think that yoga and meditation and breath work and all these things that have been around for thousands of years and they're free are the best ways to get into it. Like I think when I started practicing yoga, genuinely, that is when I tapped into my feminine energy, because before that, I was not in there. And I think as well, like obviously now I'm learning about like the anatomy and like to do that, how good yoga actually is for you. When we actually practice the poses and incorporate breath and hold them and are in our, like, are really, really mindful, essentially we can unblock the energy. So what I was saying before about your chakras and things, when you activate the Mula Bandha and like all of the energy centers within the body through different poses, you can unblock energy and reduce blockages and create, like when you leave a yoga class after an hour and you've like done Shavasana and you've meditated, you feel so in your body. And so like body, like moving your body, like mindfully as well, not just doing a HIIT class, you know, like even if you don't like yoga, like going on a walk and being so present and feeling into your body, you can do body scans, which really center you into your body. But just remembering that we are one, like our minds and our bodies are together. I think that's so important, because for so long I was so disconnected from myself, and I wondered why I had all these insecurities and life just wasn't going my way and I wasn't attracting anything in because I wasn't letting it. Because I wasn't letting it, and because our bodies, and like we've got, getting a bit spiritual here guys, but we've got, I think, 7 layers of like, how do I, like 7 layers of like body beyond the physical body. So it's like the etheric body, I should know more about this because I am learning it. But essentially, like, we can't just create positive changes in our life with our mind. Like, it's got to be within our body. So like foods have like vibrate at certain frequencies. So if we're eating rubbish processed food all the time, if we're not drinking water, if we're not breathing properly, our energy is so stagnant. And so like even moving your body, like the simple things will increase your energy flow. And when you have regulated your nervous system, you feel calmer, your mind will naturally feel calmer. And so like they literally work together. And so working with your body will help you drop into your feminine energy 100%. The next tips that I would say are to have compassion with yourself and for everything that you've been through and for your mistakes and for your lessons and for your insecurities, because they genuinely make you, you. Everything that's been put on your path, everything that you've done, every mistake, they're all huge lessons for you, and they are preparing you for the chapters that are to come. And so have compassion if it took you too long to leave a situation. Have compassion if you didn't react the way you wanted to. Have compassion if you're crazy texting your situationship and like you can't regulate your nervous system. Have compassion with yourself, because when we criticize ourselves, when we like feel crap about like how we're acting, it only just like further ingrains this feeling of not being good enough. Like you are the only person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You know, you're the only person that can hear these thoughts inside your mind. So like really get comfortable with being kind to yourself and practice gratitude every day. Like even this morning, like naturally I'm trying to do this when I wake up, instead of being like, oh fuck's sake, literally being like, thank you for another day, thank you for my body, thank you for my health. Because like we can criticize our bodies, but some people genuinely like don't have arms or legs. Like we can criticize the way we look, but other people would love to look like us. Like we've just got to remember that life is so short, and like there's so many things to be grateful for. There's so many things, and we're so blessed. Like we're so blessed to have running water and food at our disposal and plans with our friends and holidays booked. Like we're so blessed. So like, let's start acting like it. When we count our problems, we are only doing a disservice to ourselves. We don't feel good. Our energy is rubbish. And it's just not where I want to be right now. Like I want to be vibing, you know? I'd say as well, being a good energy for other people. So the first thing, obviously, everything comes from within. Everything starts with yourself. So you've got to fill your own cup up first before thinking that you can be positive for other people. But once you start to do all these things and you start to feel positive, I'd say to be a better light for other people is to have that space for people. Like to be a good listener, to open the conversation, to not be afraid to start a conversation with someone new. Like, It's so nerve-wracking, but I think that like when you realize how amazing it is that like everyone has their own story, and like especially this yoga course, I just think it's like cracked me open in terms of like ask all the questions you want to people, like make them feel valued, learn about people's stories, make connections. Like you don't realize how far connections will get you, and everyone is put on your path for a reason. So like don't just go about your day. Like we were talking yesterday about, I said it on the podcast when I did the podcast about like taking your own advice, and one of the gorgeous girls from MM, like literally in work coming over to me and was like, obviously listen to your pod all the time. And she gave me like this piece of advice, like take your own advice. And I was talking about it with my friend yesterday, and she was like, it's an earth angel, like literally a message has come through. someone on earth. And I was like, oh my God, it's just amazing. I feel really hippy-dippy on this podcast today, guys. So hope you're strapped in there. But thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you all so much. And I will see you next week on the podcast.